Statement of Deputy Abdullah Atham. Our statement is that Christ is a perfect human and a perfect manifestation of Allah, according to the divine word, and denial of these two facts is impossible. However, the Jews most certainly did not know him to be the manifestation of Allah, and so whenever some word would escape from his mouth, expressing that he was the manifestation of Allah, the Jews would accuse him of blasphemy and become prepared to stone him. Thus, the contentious moment under discussion is also of this same nature, and upon this occasion, Christ said that even if, in my human capacity, I call myself the Son of Allah, it is not at all more than how your prophets were called gods. So my saying this as a human is not greater than this. So how can it be said here that he denied being the manifestation of Allah? The verses regarding him being the manifestation of Allah are indeed there in the list that we presented yesterday. On what presumption does Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Sahib reject this? What fact did he find in them indicating its falsehood? Which truth seems to be the cause of his rejection? Can some particular thing having to do with the humanity of Christ be opposed to his divinity or being the manifestation of Allah? Certainly not, by any law. The truth is that even in his humanity too, he was a person sanctified and sent. The word which is translated as sanctified is hagiazo in Greek, and it means holy and one sent. The word points to what he used to say, that I am from the heavens and you are dwellers of the earth. That is to say, I have been sent to the earth from the heavens, and most of our commentators believe this to mean divinity. Then, has His Excellency Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Sahib not seen in the 10th chapter of John that Christ claimed at the outset that I and the Father are one, which caused the Jews to pick up stones, presuming that being a creation, a human, he claimed to be Allah? Then, when he had also saved his human self from being accused of blasphemy, he presented the very same claim that I and my Father are one. So why does the gentleman say that he became afraid? Indeed, instead of being afraid, he presented his claim of divinity even more openly. And it is true that at one point, Lord Jesus said that I am not aware of the time of the hour, and that he also stated at another occasion that it is not in his power to assign who to sit on his right and left, but these assertions pertain to his human self. The words having to do with divinity are different. For example, he says, I have authority over the heavens and the earth. Then it is also true that on another occasion the Lord said, why do you call me good? There is no one good but God. But he said this to a person who did not believe him to be the Savior and Master of all things. So when he said in the end that if you wish to be perfect, then give all your wealth to the poor and follow me, he became sorrowful and left. But had he accepted him to be God and Master, and that he can forgive him 1,000 times over, then he would never have left sorrowful. This shows that he did not believe in his divinity. That is why Lord Jesus said, why do you call me good? Meaning, why do you become deceitful? Because you know that there is no one good apart from the Lord himself. Number 2. Mirza Ghulam Ahmed Sahib stated nothing from the Quran regarding the perfect path to salvation. Then what use is any other thing of ours? As Christ said, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Thus, first and foremost, it is necessary and proper that excellence is shown in the Quran regarding salvation. An abode there in the hereafter means no worries if we have one here or not, but if we do not have that, then all is lost. Knowledge about the unity of God was present even in the Bible. Moreover, what has the phrase regarding the unity of God to do with salvation? Has it not been said most correctly and properly in verse 19 of the second letter of James the disciple, that thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well, the devils also believe and tremble. There are four parts to the contents of the Torah apart from the confirmatory matters. That is, commandments about morality, commandments about ceremonies, commandments about jurisprudence, and historical episodes. Now, all these are matters of typology, that is to say, a sort of illustrative signs. Accordingly, the morality shows the needs, the ceremonies illustrate what needs to be done, the jurisprudence illustrates the theocracy, namely the sovereignty which God Almighty exercises himself without the involvement of anyone else, and historical episodes which are filled with illustrative signs. Now, if we begin to write these matters here, it would take a really long time. So instead, we present our book, Andruna Bible, which will make all these matters clear. In the Gospel, the man fulfilling these very signs is shown, so how can these, the Torah and the Gospel, be considered to be differing Sharia laws or spiritual laws? However, the Sharia of the Quran is apart from this and is specific to the Quran, and its burden lies upon you, not us. Number 4. How can truth need any proof? Is it not itself indicative of its purpose? What further clarity do you wish for it? The verses that we presented in the form of a list, are there any among them that are not clear? Number 5. We were asked that while God has made the heavens and the earth and all things, what has Christ created? In reply to this, it should be known that as a human being, he did not create anything, but as the second person of the Trinity, it is written in Proverbs 8 and John 1 that whatever has been made is made through him, and that no man has seen God but the Son. Through the means of creation, he has made him known. Number 7. We did not say that the Lord Jesus became afraid. We stated that he extinguished their unjustified anger. Number 8. Christ did not make the former teachings more complicated. Rather, he made the complicated teachings clearer. Thus, by becoming the manifestation of Allah, he exhibited those attributes that could not be shown in any other way. As we see in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, God is the Father. In John chapter 3 verse 16, God is love. And in John chapter 4 verse 24, God is the Spirit. Multiplicity in unity was clearly stated in the Torah, as it is in this verse. Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. Nevertheless, the Jews had a covering of ignorance upon their eyes, and the Lord lifted that covering. Number 9. The skill of explaining divine words is not something the Jews inherited, even though they are the children of prophets and trustees of the revelation and have continuously listened to them. This is because they have become filled with rancor and prejudice. And when the Lord Jesus said, "Do as they say, but do not do what they do," this clearly means that they say what the Torah says, but their actions are opposed to it. Number 10. Whether the body of Christ was subject to aging or not, what has this to do with atonement? At the moment, I will not say more. The rest, later. Signature, English, Henry Martin Clark, President, representing Christians. Signature, English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, representing Muslims.